Welcome to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
What's happening, hot stuff?
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
That's right. It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Oh, jeez, look at the butt on that.
Yeah, he must work out.
Time to stop worrying about your weight. Stop thinking about your jackass of a boss. And get ready to win with the Fat Jack.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. Nobody can hang with my stuff. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
If you play the games against the spread, this is the most important hour of your day. So sit back, grab some Funyuns, and get ready to win. And now, here he is, along with the Fat Jack Dancers, the number one sports consultant in America, the Fat Jack.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, the Fat Jack. The weekend is here. Conference championships are here. March Madness is here. All of it. We sprang forward. So many reasons to be excited and fired up about today. Hopefully you guys are having a good weekend, and thank you again for joining us. Let me bring in my co-host, from Louisville, Kentucky, as we get this show underway and get you into a frame of mind to make money betting the games this weekend. Mr. Brandon Rush. Brandon, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. I have decided that in the spirit of all things brackets, I want every decision now publicly made via bracket. You know, if we're going down to, you know, American Idol, hey, we're in the final eight, and then we have head-to-head matchups. I want ranked 1 through 16 for presidential candidates, you name it. I'm Oscar nominees. Let's go. I'm bracketed up.
Not the worst idea in the world. I mean, we might have different winners in some of this stuff.
Right.
If we had a bracket, I mean, maybe right. You'd say, you know what? I'll take Nikki Haley over that crazy dude that looks like he's, you know, it looks like he's going off the deep end, gets her to the second round, and then you find somebody else, and then maybe it gets, you're like, you know, I love the message. Excuse me, from Donald Trump.
You get a Cinderella run.
Yeah, I love the message from him. I don't love the fact that he's makes fun of mentally handicapped people and has been paying off prostitutes. I don't love that. So maybe I vote against him in an earlier round. Maybe Donald Trump would be the Purdue of the bracket in the Republican Party. I don't hate the idea.
Easter, every year.
Home by Easter. Possibly makes it all the way through in spite of some of his things that I can't believe that we talk about. Excuse me, that we talk about as a normal behavior. How far we've come since Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
It seems literally like four lifetimes ago.
I saw an episode of South Park where they were literally trying to find the bar that it had been lowered. So, and they said, "Well, we had a recent bar lowering in politics when Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky were doing things, but we can't find the bar now. The bar has been lowered so much further now, as far as what's acceptable and not acceptable." It's not just him. I mean, listen, it's not a political show. I'm not saying that the Republican views are not better. I just think it's interesting that we've got an old guy that's doing crazy things. Been a career politician used to be like a bad thing. Joe Biden's been a career politician for like 50 years on one side, going against a guy who has been proven that he paid off prostitutes. Or porn stars or whatever. To me, it's that this is what we got. This is it. Here's where we are as we head into springtime and March Madness. So better time of year to go to FatJackSports.com. The good news about it is this country has evolved since the days of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, that we can now bet on sports legally in this country, and it has made a ton of people all over the country a lot of money. And this week and next week are going to be great. You don't want to miss out. Quickly recapping last week, won Monday, we won Tuesday, we won Wednesday, we won Thursday, we won Friday. We pushed Saturday, we lost one game on Sunday. That, my friend, is another huge, huge week. In fact, at one time we had won 12 of 13 days in a row. Just dialed in, Brandon. We're just dialed in. And as we go into the next few weeks, there's going to be a lot more plays. We'll have a lot more volume. Go to FatJackSports.com. Just look at the results tab, all right? Go to the top right. Click on the results for 2023-2024 basketball. And you will see that apply any number you want, $50 a game, $100 a game. I've gotten a volume of emails this week that have said, how much do I need to bet going forward in the fall to make your service worthwhile? And we talk about this, and it's all listed under the questions tab, but $50 a game is the minimum. $100 is more likely the better number. $100 players up well over $8,000 this year after the service fee in football and basketball combined since September. So the $100 got you a bunch of money. When you compare that to what you'd be losing on your own, it's even more profit. So get signed up if you're betting even $50 a game. People think they can't afford it. What you can't afford is to lose on your own consistently and give money away. We talk about the money we make, but when you start looking at the money that you give away or lose on your own, that difference is actually what the service is worth. Because if you're betting on your own, most likely, if statistics are our guide, you're not going to break even. You're going to actually lose money. So those are the numbers you should be looking at. Brandon, how was your week last week? Good?
Week was pretty quiet, really. I had to mention North Carolina, now legal sports books operating. So they're just in time for basketball season. A friend of mine who recently moved to North Carolina, very excited for this. So we're up to, what, 38, 39 states now that we have legalized sports betting. So that's a good thing. But no, week was pretty tame. I've gotten back into the groove after the 2 week, the 17 day vacation between Vegas and the cruise. So getting past all that, getting the body reacclimated, springing forward, all that good stuff. It was just a nice little week. Nothing really going on except cash and tickets.
And just in time for the madness. I mean, We get daytime basketball going this week, going next week, obviously the week after that. So big time of year if you're betting the games. You talk about North Carolina. I went on in North Carolina in Charlotte and maybe Raleigh-Durham, a couple of different cities on the same station that ran a show. And I went on for like 4 years in a row. This has been about 4 or 5 years ago. A lot of the markets I go on in, they're because the host finds out about me, knows that I do a good job, knows right. that I tell the truth, knows that I win. And when they move on or they get out of the business, my presence in that market then goes away because I'm not going to pay to be on in North Carolina, especially when they don't have sports gambling. But I went on 4 or 5 years, and I thought it was interesting this last week. I had a number of people sign up from North Carolina. You can tell that they had filed it away or whatever, that maybe they listened to me 4 or 5 years ago and thought, you know what? I used it when I go to Vegas, or I used it when I go to the Bahamas. If and when we ever get sports gambling in my state, I'm going to call the Fat Jack and get signed up. That's a smart gambler. You know, we talked about last week. And by the way, last week's show, Brandon, top to bottom, may have been the worst show that I've put out. And I'm not blaming you because I'm 99% of, to a fault, 99% of the discussion is my problem and my fault. Might have been the worst show I put out in 15 or 20 years.
Okay.
I don't listen to a lot of them. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I had highlights from last week. So I'm curious to see why you think it wasn't up to snuff.
Well, a few things. Number one, I complained like a little girl who got her candy taken away for like the entire first. I sold and bitched the entire first segment. I complained about the small percentage of clients that caused the headache. I went to a highlight reel of 3 or 4 different things that literally are not a problem. Most of the clients out there, 99% are great. That's how they get to the service. They're winners. They are intelligent.
They've made that decision to stop being losers and have now signed up.
So they're not even in the middle. These are intelligent, smart people who want to make money betting on sports. That's who signs up for the service 99% of the time. Yet last week, for a couple other reasons. Number one, we had not sprung forward yet. Number two, I think I was in Oklahoma. But I complained the entire time about them for the first segment, and we didn't talk anything about basketball. And so that was a reason. The other reason was people who don't know this, I've never talked about this in 27 years of being on this show. Brandon, do you know – you probably know this. But do you know what Louis Capaldi, who's a singer, Billie Eilish, and there's a bunch of other people, but the point guard for the Denver Nuggets back in the 90s, Raghul Al-Mohammed Sharif or whatever, and the Fat Jack all have in common?
I do, yes.
You do. That's because you're a smart guy and you know me as a friend. I promise you the people out there do not know. Most of them do not. My friends all know. Everybody else. I have a version of Tourette's syndrome. I have my entire life. It basically, and I don't have the worst kind. If you watch South Park, I mean, there's a lot of worse kinds. I mean, South Park's got episodes where they're snapping their fingers and tilting their head and all sorts of stuff. I don't.
You're not just randomly shouting expletives from the rooftop.
I shout them intentionally, way more than I should. There's nothing random about it.
Nothing Although accidental about those, right?
If I had thought about it in high school and middle school, I would have used it to my advantage and just started yelling.
Could have got away with so much, yeah.
But I don't. I don't have any of that. In fact, people know this. I have a TV show that runs around the country. So my version is not bad at all. I can control it. I've had a show for now, what, three TV show that I'm paid to do. It's not like mm-hmm. I pay people to do. They pay me money to do this show. I have a show that I'm able to control. It's not like I'm going crazy all the time. Karen has this stupid joke. She likes to say that she loves when I get the twitching in my hips. That's always a good thing for her. It was funny the first three times she said it. She literally 30 years later loves the twitching when it gets in my hips. But every once in a while, I will get in my throat just a little thing, a little, and it sounds like I might be, I don't know, choking on something or whatever. The bottom line is I get lazy this time of year. I'm not doing the TV. I don't do as much radio. And so I heard a lot of that last week. So the combination of my behavior as far as it relates to the less than 1% of clients, the fact I'm in Oklahoma, we had not sprung forward, and my Tourette's is acting up a little bit, produced one of the worst shows. So this week, I promise you it's going to be a better show. We're going to talk notes. Actual notes.
I will say the fact that we got the show title for this week's podcast episode in the first episode or in the first segment shows how dialed in you are for the show.
I'm focused, brother. We're gonna have such a big show. Now, are we gonna give away a bunch of free winners? Maybe not. Am I gonna tell a story and we're off the deep end? Possibly. But it's gonna be a more upbeat show for sure. And why wouldn't it be? We've got Sunday, you know, Selection Sunday coming. Conference tournaments, it's not like the picks are bad. Normally when I give this rain shower of a show, it's after firing off a 3-7 football mm-hmm. week in September. Mm-hmm. And then I'm just mad. I'm just angry and looking around trying to throw something, and it comes across on the show. But that's not happening. We're winning like 10 out of every 11 days over the last couple of months. Or not. I don't want to overstate. We're winning at least 5 out of 6 days over the last month, 5 out of 6 days. Win, 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 loss. Over the literally a month now. Everybody's making money. Great time to get signed up at FatJackSports.com. We head into the conference tournaments, Brandon. That's the thing about this show and next show. The shows run on the weekend. The conference mm-hmm. tournaments start on Wednesday. So if you're listening to this on Sunday, you're going to have less information as far as the specifics, especially this show, because we don't even have the brackets yet when we're doing this show. We don't know who's in what region. We don't know any of that. What we do know is that we have conference tournaments that are coming up, and we know who the relevant players for the most part will be going forward next week. So how much time do we spend speculating on next week versus talking about the conference tournaments that are here? We finally got the lines for the bigger conferences in the conference tournament. And I think there's some value in some of it, but if you're listening to the show on Saturday or Sunday, that's gone. So how do we balance that?
I think you really kind of need to focus more on the NCAA tournament and the NIT. Of course, we don't know who's in those just yet, but I think approaching the idea for this episode to be more direct at that, because you're right. We could be talking about, hey, this team, we really like the value of this team to win the Horizon Conference. And then that team was eliminated on Thursday, and then we look dumb. So yeah, this week is a tricky week in terms of programming the actual show.
Well, if they don't know that it's tape, they haven't been paying attention. Let me start with this. Some just general information that I think's been a little bit interesting and a little bit fascinating over the course of the regular season. So, and it does apply as we're going into the conference tournaments and the NCAA tournaments, because some of these games will be home games for the most part versus away games. Brandon, NCAA trends against the spread this year in basketball. Away teams have covered 50.2% of the time. We're talking about every line on every game since the season started in college basketball. At the start of the year, 50.2% of the time covered against the spread. Bottom line, if you're playing just favorites or just away teams and you played every game, you've lost juice. You've lost, I don't know, a bunch, 200 games, how many ever games, 10% of how many ever games have been played on one side of that. So just about even, just almost even on away versus home teams across college basketball covering the spread. Favorites versus underdogs. Favorites have covered 50.8% of the time. Not even 51% of the time over the course of the season, favorites have covered. So bottom line is, we always talk about if you're handicapping in your handicapping, just generally speaking, we're not talking about one spot where, you know, Kansas plays at home and they're great at home, let's say, you know, for a few years ago. Or there's a team, you know, at Duke, Kentucky, those type teams that have a distinct home advantage. We're not talking about that, but just generally speaking, if you're a guy that says during your breakdown of who you're going to bet and they're at home, that is a waste of information, because across college basketball, it has been zero benefit as it relates to the spread, not straight up, but against the spread. Thoughts on that?
I mean, it kind of shows, as we've discussed, that the transfer portal, NIL, everything else has really leveled the playing field to where even if you are those elite teams, that there is no such thing as a home court advantage anymore. And really, it's anybody's guess as to who's going to win week in, week out. That's where having a service like this really comes through, because you can shift through all the transfers and everything else to show, you know, that the proven data, like you mentioned, winning 5 out of every 6 days. There aren't basketball teams out there winning 5 out of every 6 games. So you're having this kind of service really shows that it's paying for itself.
And in basketball, almost more important than football, because basketball is, you have to be okay betting on teams if you want to put yourself in a spot where you're going to win, if a team's going to play every time, where they're going to cover more times than not. The teams that do the best at that a lot of times are teams that nobody's even heard of. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what they're talking about. We played Longwood. My chair about broke. Thanks, Mathis Brothers. I mean, literally, I almost die every single week in this chair.
Yeah.
The thing, and it's been that way since the day I got it. Worst furniture I've ever had. Tried to tell them, they didn't care. So they get brought up about once every 3 months. Every time I almost flip back and flip out of the seat looking like Kramer from Seinfeld. If you want to make money on teams, though, we start looking at, okay, which of the teams have covered the most this year? Number one in the country against the spread, Minnesota.
Yep, the Golden Gophers.
How many times has the average guy who lives outside the state of Minnesota said, you know what, sign me up for the Golden Gophers today? That seems like a great – no, that's not happened. But they have outperformed the market more than any other team in the country. Next, South Florida, covering 76% of the time. South Florida is second. Third, this is not on your bingo card if you're just a casual basketball fan, Stony Brook. How about Stony Brook being the third – best team against the spread this year, covering 72% of the time. South Carolina after that, Iowa State. Now we're getting into a couple of teams that have really outperformed what expectations were going into the season, but are good basketball teams. They were not like horrible teams. I promise you guys out there listening who are betting on their own have had Iowa State a lot more times than they've had Stony Brook this year.
I'm willing to wager that there are many sports bettors probably don't know where Stony Brook is. Couldn't tell you what state.
Which honestly doesn't matter.
No.
To a lot. I mean, most of the time, but you need to know something about them. And namely, you need to know right now that they cover more times than not. I mean, if you're out there and you're betting games, Richmond after that, UT Arlington, who's had kind of a down year overall from where they were a couple years ago, but covering the number, they cover 7 out of every 10 times they take the court. And then UNLV, if you want a gold star, a team, a university, this year in basketball and football, it's UNLV. They were in the top 2 or 3. They were number 1 most of the year in college football, and now they're in the top 10 covering in basketball. So this is a team that's done really well. So those are just against the spread teams. So as we go into these next few weeks with these tournaments, keep in mind that teams like Iowa State, like Minnesota, those type teams, when they take the court, South Carolina, when they take the court, they are covering 7 out of 10 times. And this will make you money, especially in the first round or two of the tournament, because may not win, but they're going to cover. So those are good to the spread. The bottom teams against the spread, not much of a surprise for some of these, but 26% or so. So under 3 out of 10 times. Pacific, they got beat like 900-12. I mean, they literally lost. They were down, I want to say 38-6 in their game against, who did Pacific play? Pepperdine, maybe. They played recently, and a team that wasn't that good, but just absolutely hammered them. Pacific's bad against the spread. Old Dominion's bad against the spread. Michigan, bad against the spread. See how
Pacific,
long?
Pacific lost by 59 to Pepperdine.
Pepperdine. And you look at that game early, and it was something literally like 36-4.
It was 56-9 at halftime.
56-9. There you go. How's that doing? That's an easy bet. I'm sorry, guys, we did not get on that one because that
right.
would have been
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that would have turned 5 out of 6 winning days maybe into 6 out of 7.
Yeah, those are easy. Some, those are fun. You know? And we did have some of those games. We had one of those games last week that they literally were up. Well, there was one in the NBA. They were up 20 to 25 the entire game, and then it got within 5 late. NBA is so tough to watch because of that. You'll get a team that's up, 25 or 30 points, and they were actually giving 5, I think. And the game with 2 minutes to go got back to 5. You just can't count anything there. Anyway, in Missouri, the other bad team against the spread, Missouri 8-22 or so against the spread. So 26%, those teams are bad as well. So just a few things. After the break, we get back, we'll talk about totals going into the tournament, wins, who's good going over, who's good at going under. And these are things you can use to make you money. You know, if you're out there betting on your own, write this stuff down, because if you're going to bet a team that generally speaking covers the number against a team that generally speaking doesn't cover the number, that is not the worst handicapping angle you can look at. We have a lot of data at this point. This isn't 3 weeks in. And for whatever reason, some teams versus how Las Vegas sets the lines and what they're doing to set these numbers, they outperform that. So it's not something that shouldn't be the only thing you're handicapping, but it's certainly not the worst thing. And it doesn't hurt to put that in there. Go to fatjacksports.com. If you don't want to have to sift through all this information, this is a great time of year. Even if you're not a basketball bettor, this is maybe the time to dip your toe in the water. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It's a couple $100 a week. If you go weekly, if you go longer, you go through the NBA finals right now, you get free baseball still. That is going away. I keep saying that, but it is. You get free baseball, you get free horse racing, and you get all the college and NBA basketball through the NBA finals, which is in the middle of June, for $7.49. So that's about $70 a week. We're the middle of March. So March to April, April to May to June, 3 months. So that's about 12
$250
weeks.
A month.
$250 a month divided by just say 4 weeks. A month? What is that? That's $75 ish.
Yep.
Not even that. $69 or so. $70 would be $210. No, $70 would be $280. It's less than $70 a week. It's $60-something a week to get all the baseball, all the horse racing that we do, all the NBA, and all of March Madness that's left, all the way through the middle of June. It will get you into profit, and then you'll purchase a package for football season going forward. So go to FatJackSports.com. Get signed up there.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or the simplest thing, log on to fatjacksports.com and get ready to win.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and we're ready for a great madness run. Are you making money this year? A $100 client of mine's up over $5,000 this hoop season, and that's after the service fee. Want to get the best grade of the year for football? Sign up now. Want free baseball? Sign up now. Want to get the Triple Crown races and horses for free? Sign up now. Go to fatjacksports.com to get the best rate of the entire year. Make money all March long and beyond. Spring into profit at fatjacksports.com, fatjacksports.com.
It's a new year, and if you made a resolution this year to be a little bit more out there and really treat yourself, no better opportunity than right now to use SeatGeek. Whether you want tickets to go see a game, a play, or a concert, SeatGeek has what you are looking for. If you were hoping for NFL playoff tickets in your stocking this year and you missed out, maybe you were hoping to see that boy band reunion tour this spring. SeatGeek is your ticket to new adventures in the new year. When you make your first purchase at SeatGeek, use promo code FATJACKSPORTS to get $20 off any ticket purchase. NFL playoff games, March Madness, golf majors, or Broadway shows, it's all there for you at SeatGeek. Use promo code FATJACKSPORTS to take $20 off your first ticket purchase now at SeatGeek. Welcome back to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. And now here is our host. He's our number one seed. He is the Fat Jack.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Fat Jack Sports Hour, segment number 2. heading into the NCAA tournament. Selection Sunday's coming up this weekend. So many reasons to be fired up. Spring is in the air. Leaves are coming out. You know, we got transactions in the NFL as well, Brandon.
Boy, I'm telling you, the free agency markets have exploded, and it's really going to be curious to see how this manipulates or provides fluctuations into the draft betting markets, because you know there's obviously, you know, Caleb Williams probably never going to be the number one pick. If the Bears trade it, you know, what does that do for his value to be the number one pick, and then so on and so forth. But yeah, you're going to see some interesting things, and I'm curious to watch, and I'll actually track this, and we'll post it on our socials. The teams' betting futures right now versus what they are free agency, post free agency, and then also what that does for the teams' futures values to win the Super Bowl going into the draft. So it's going to be some fluctuations, and as you mentioned last week, we can bet on the NFL draft now, so there might be some opportunities there that we definitely need to watch, but we'll be even more in tune because of what's going on in the NFL.
Yeah, TBD on whether we offer anything up for free during the draft. Years past, I've offered some, sometimes not. It's really hard because most of the time you either have inside information, mm-hmm. which means you know somebody that you know something's going down, or you're just simply guessing. You'll hear about the ones where – you know, somebody got it at 10-1 or 15-1.
Right.
They, you know, got, but for every one of those, it goes chalk, chalk, chalk. So you've got to be real careful. You pick and choose your spots. Trust me on this. We're not going to charge for it. And if there's a way to make money during that, we're going to send it out to the paid client. So get signed up now. Another reason not to wait till September. We pile up all these reasons to not wait. Frankly, you get to pay a lot less signing up now for the same package than if you wait. But all of that stuff, I'll send out for free. Or if we get any angles or inside information, you know, I go on still this time of year. If you're in the New York market, you hear me every week on Good More or Bet New York. It's on whatever their big station is up the Fan or WFAN with Anita Marks. And I go on that, and she loves to talk about the draft even now because she is a degenerate. Love her. She wants to find every angle and every parlay and everything.
Right.
I love it. So she'll come to me and she'll say, Jack, I love this three-team teaser with you know, Caleb Williams going third or something is her fourth. And she'll say, what do you think? And I'll say, I think you need help. I think you've dug really, really deep.
Yeah.
I'd say I think you've dug really deep. So a couple things are interesting. The perception versus the reality of some of these trades we're getting right now. By the way, I love Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. I think Kirk Cousins, although I wouldn't want to spend 5 minutes with him. I know you're used to be a huge Atlanta fan. That'd be great to sign him up there. But he is an improvement over what they've been firing out there, in my opinion.
Oh, for sure. The bad news for him, though, is I don't think he's – I mean, he doesn't have Justin Jefferson there. Is he have anyone to throw the ball to? I don't think that offensive coordinator is going to do much for him. I mean, it's good for the Falcons as a whole, but I don't know if it's good for Kirk Cousins.
And he's one of those that can go either way. We've seen him from body language on down to performance and productivity. When it's going well, he'll do well. When it's not going well, he doesn't do well. So we'll see. He's matured a little bit. I've given the benefit of the doubt after last year and the extra year before, played much better. Atlanta, new scenery. Be interesting to see how that goes. The Pittsburgh Steelers pick up Russell Wilson.
I'm sure Traber is just over the moon about that.
Well, he's going to compete with Pickett. So I would love to talk to Jim. I'm sure he's talked about it all week. But they pick up the Steelers pick up Russell Wilson. They're going to have a competition, I guess, between him and Pickett. I don't know how that rolls out. I will tell you this. Pittsburgh Steelers before the Russell Wilson news were 80-1. To win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers after the Russell Wilson news are 80-1 to win the Super Bowl.
So they did not. What that tells me, Vegas doesn't think that Russell Wilson is going to make that much of a difference.
Vegas is not putting a lot of eggs in the Russell Wilson basket. So, you know, they could be wrong. And he played well at the time in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So maybe a change of scenery, but we're going to get some of those change of scenery situations across the league, and they're starting now, which is nice. And as you said, draft coming up just right around the corner. So get signed up at FatJackSports.com to take advantage of that for free as well. Let's talk about over unders, and then first of all, let's go to the NCAA tournament. Brandon, is there a team that you think? I talked about Purdue last week, and by the way, I may sound stupid in this, but I talked about Purdue last week. I think we'll have a much deeper run in the NCAA tournament. You know, they retired Eddie's number after his senior night. Did you see that?
No.
Zach Edey, on his senior night, raised his number into the rafters. You know, he's the first player in, I guess, Purdue history, but maybe the Big Ten or whatever, to have the numbers he's had and continued to come back. And they literally retired his jersey on senior night, which, of course, is never done. I mean, you always have to come back. Oh, how they know he's not going to go smoke blow in the parking lot and then, you know, rape his girlfriend or something. They don't know what he's going to do. But apparently they're confident enough with his off the field, off the court stuff to say, this kid's given everything he's got to this university. We want to reward him now versus waiting. I don't hate the idea. What do you think of that?
It's putting a lot of eggs in that basket. I mean, there's always an OJ possibility, right? There's always a possibility that, yeah.
Yeah, and the other side of that would say, you know what? If he was worthy of that at this point, we wouldn't be talking about them underperforming in the NCAA tournament every single year. But I do think this year, to what I was getting onto this, I think that Purdue, I've said this before, and they may have already lost by the time some of you are hearing this in the Big Ten tournament. They may have already won the title and be hoisting the trophy. But I think there's a better chance that they lose in the Big Ten tournament somehow, some way, than him exiting the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. If they're not the number one overall seed, they're certainly in those top two or three. If you want a team that I think is much more vulnerable than the others at the top, it's without a doubt, in my opinion, Houston.
Houston, you look at, they had two games in the last week, the regular season, where they almost lost at Oklahoma. They almost lost at Central Florida. That's a team that when they're good, they're good. When they're not, oh boy.
And we saw what they did to Kansas at home.
Yep.
So when they're good, they are rolling. I mean, this team can win it all. But in the NCAA tournament, you have to put together day after day after day of playing good. As the competition gets higher, Houston, a lot of their bread and butter are turnovers. They generate a lot of turnovers and a lot of second chance points against inferior opponents, even within the Big 12. Because the teams in the Big 12, a lot of them that are even considered pretty good, don't do those two things well. They don't protect the ball very well at this point, and they don't hit the offensive rebound. So they take advantage of that. But as you go, the funnel gets narrow and narrow in the NCAA tournament. You don't get those as many of those cheap baskets, and so you'd better shoot it pretty well. And Houston has certainly been a team, everybody would say, at times, and more than just once a month, at times does not shoot the ball well enough to get that game in, get it into the 60s or into the 70s, and they need those layups from those mistakes by their opponent to go ahead and win those games. So I worry, if I'm a Houston Cougar fan, I worry about that. This team does not shoot it real well. They do everything else really well, but at times they'll show up and they can't throw it in the ocean. So I would worry about them. But we've seen that out of Virginia, you know, the last year or so, that even with their level of defense, they're losing games 61-52. You know, they're staying under and they're not covering numbers because they can't get the ball into the basket. I'm amazed how many teams stink at shooting. Michigan State stinks at shooting.
Which is a very non-Michigan State thing.
Right? And you know, Izzo's sitting over there just, you know, losing hair and minutes off his life because he's got a team that he gets in the right spot and they get an 8-foot, you know, jumper or they get a layup they can't make. Threes aren't going in when nobody's within four or 5 feet of them at least. The whole thing is just, but there are some of these teams that have players on them that cannot shoot. And we're going to take advantage of a lot of those the first couple rounds. Anybody jump out at you, Brandon, that you think is vulnerable early in the tournament, no matter who they match up against, that you think that team, because they have a weakness, might fall earlier than they're supposed to, i.e. of what we've seen out of Purdue lately?
I mean, as much as it kills me to say it, Tennessee. I mean, outside of Dalton Connect, that team cannot shoot the basketball. They're another team that when they run, they're great. Rick Barnes does a great job, I think, of coaching players to be in the right place at the right time, play very actively defensively. But if they're not creating turnovers, or if Dalton Connect goes out and goes 4 for 24, they're not going to get too far. I say that reluctantly because I'm holding a ticket on Tennessee at like 22-1 to win the whole thing. But to that point, there's only three teams that are lower than 10 to 1 to win it all. So it could be a bit of a toss up down the stretch. Kansas, I think, as we saw evidence in that Houston game, They have stretches where they don't shoot the ball very well. So I think you're right. If it's one of these better teams that doesn't shoot the ball that well, they could definitely find themselves in trouble in the first weekend.
How many more years will it be, or maybe fewer years. But how many years will it be before we see Kansas at 11-1 to win the Big 12 tournament heading into the Big 12 tournament? They're 11-1 to win the tournament, the Big 12 tournament, not the NCAA, the Big 12 tournament. You're getting double digits on the University of Kansas. Now, part of that is because of how they finished the year. Didn't play well against Houston. Have stumbled. Their big man's hurt now, or at least so I don't know if he's out or not, but he's definitely somewhat hurt. But yeah, you're definitely teams like that are you're getting at some odds that we're not going to see in a while. Tennessee, to your point, they are 3-1 to make the Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a team that should be a number one, at the very minimum, number two seed. So Connecticut, as we're taping the show, Connecticut's still perennial favorite. We're just talking about Final Four. Because I do think what you get in the Final Four, you can – anybody can lose to anybody. Everybody's good.
Sure.
You better shoot it really good. Unless you get, you know, a Florida Atlantic run the way through and then, you know, and then wake up or whatever. But Houston plus 135. Some of these teams I would feel much more comfortable betting to not make the Final Four. Like, I might lay 10-1 for Houston not to make the Final Four. I do not think Houston's making the Final Four. They don't shoot it well enough. They're not going to take advantage of turnovers. It won't be as easy to take advantage of other teams' mistakes the deeper they get into the tournament. And I do not think that this team makes the Final Four. But they're plus 135 to make it. Purdue plus 160. Arizona then at 3-1. Tennessee 3-1 just to make the Final Four. And then Auburn almost 4-1 to make the Final Four. So, you know, I think some of these teams at the top are vulnerable. And then other ones, you know, they're pretty steady. And I think that's why Purdue's getting so much love, is that they do shoot it pretty well. They have a good inside presence. You start ticking a lot of boxes to where they can show up and not shoot it great, not score a bunch of points or get a bunch of turnovers in one particular game and still be able to get through. Where some of these other teams, you know, they're going to either have to shoot it well or get a lot of layups. So one of the two. There are a lot of teams that do not shoot the ball well in college basketball right now.
And it's surprising when you start looking at totals, Jack, that the teams that aren't, you know, in the upper echelon sort of conferences, there are some bad teams that do not score the basketball well.
Yeah, for sure. And then you have some other teams that, you know, are a little bit longer but can get hot at the right time. And those will be the teams that we're taking advantage of once we get into the tournament. Let's talk quickly about seasonal totals, teams that go over a lot, teams that go under a lot. The best teams to the over this year, most of these won't become as a huge surprise to gamblers. Wright State is the best. That's not something that might jump off the page as far as being really good at going over the total. But Wright State's best. They're best in the country. They do shoot it well from three. They don't have a great inside presence to stop the other teams from penetrating and then kicking or getting to the rim. So lots of points in their games. After that, it becomes pretty, if you've been watching college basketball at all, teams that you might expect. Teams like Alabama is second. Kentucky is third. Arkansas is fourth. Illinois, fifth. Illinois, people think this is a team, the perception is they don't score a bunch from maybe the last two or three years, but they do. They get a lot of turnovers. They get a lot of putbacks. They shoot it really pretty well. That's another team. You know, we talked about teams that have a chance to upset Purdue in the tournament, in the Big Ten tournament. Illinois obviously comes to mind first. They're highest ranked other than Purdue. And they can get hot and streaky at the right time from beyond the three-point line.
And you think about teams that, you know, the sort of the name teams. I mean, you're talking Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Illinois. I mean, those are major teams. When Vegas can't peg their totals, they're outperforming the market that well, or are they just bad defensively as well as being adequate offensively?
It's both. They don't play great defense. There are stretches in the games that when they get out of hand, like when Alabama's one that comes to mind, when Alabama gets up 15 to 20 points, they start taking a lot worse shots, which some of them go in. But more importantly, they stop playing defense. And they let teams get layups and backdoor cuts and different things. They rest on that end of the court once they get a lead. Well, that lead – and then if they have to bear back down, they do. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But most of the time, it gets a total over. The other thing that you get – we talked about this a lot with Iowa in basketball and football – where they couldn't set the total low enough with Iowa.
Right.
We get it down to 30, 31, 20, you know, that type number. They can't put it at 24. And we talk a lot about that in the fall. Alabama is one of those teams. It's the opposite of that. They're putting it at one
the total high enough.
Yeah, 178, 179. You're like, my God, they got to get into the 90s to get it over. Well, they do. Most of the time when they set the total that high with Alabama, they run it up. They'll get into the mid-90s, and they'll give up 85. And next thing you know, the total's into the 180 range or 185, and it goes over. So keep that in mind as we get into these tournaments, teams like Alabama, Kentucky, Arkansas, of course, Wright State, as I said, and Illinois. If you see a super high total, don't look over. It's not even like a abstain a lot of times with a few of those teams because they might should be 185, 186, but you're not getting that in college basketball. You're just not going to get a total that high. And Alabama, absolutely a candidate to send some of these over, even when their totals seem to be out of reach from a normal NCAA total number. So
totals kind of seem tricky, at least in the NCAA tournament, because you get teams playing in arenas that they haven't played in before. Or especially when you get into like the Elite Eight or Final Four, where they're playing in football stadiums, the sight lines are really goofy in places like that. So it's really hard to really buy into, you know, the totals sometimes, just because you don't necessarily know how good teams are going to shoot in those environments.
Yeah, the bigger the arena, it's for me and people, my clients will tell you this. It's normally either an under or nothing, right, because of exactly what you said. Now there will be teams that still fill it up and still light it up, and I'll lose because of that. I mean, Villanova comes to mind a couple, 3 years ago. I had under. They went over actually with about 7 or 8 minutes to play because they filled it up and shot well. But some of these, just the policy is sound in that you're not going to play over when it gets in some of these arenas that aren't used to having basketball players, because even if they do adjust well, a lot of the times you'll get mentally, they think they're supposed to shoot worse, and you'll get that. You'll get guys that – you know, brick and free throws and stuff. Free throws are totally different animals. Some of these teams, Big Ten's hard to watch, by the way. Those teams stink at free throws as well. So,
I mean, they stink in football too. So, I mean, it's sort of a Big Ten thing.
Really is. So, fatjacksports.com. Get signed up right now. Less than $100 a week to win long term. Lots and lots of free games going right now as far as free selections, because you're getting baseball for free still. You're getting horse racing for free. We have the draft. If we have anything there, you get for free. A lot of times I give out Masters and or British Open. I've given out both those picks in recent years, and those have done well. If there's a way to make money on those sports, you're getting them if you're a client. If you are not a client, you're not. And you're paying less now to sign up than you will if you wait until September. Don't do that. Make a smart decision. Get signed up now. Join the thousands of players from around the country who have decided they are ready to make money. They like making money betting on sports, just not like betting on sports. So go get signed up today and start making money.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383, or the simplest thing, log on to fatjacksports.com and get ready to win. Hey, it's Brandon Rush from the Fat Jack Sports Service. If you want to stay in touch with everything related to the Fat Jack, follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, you name it. We are there at Fat Jack Sports. You can also watch the Fat Jack Sports Hour on YouTube every weekend. Plus, see funny clips from the show, see Jack's appearances on the nationally syndicated TV show Beat the Odds. Stay connected to the Fat Jack at Fat Jack Sports on all the socials and on YouTube.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and we're ready for a great madness run. Are you making money this year? $100 client of mine's up over $5,000 this hoop season, and that's after the service fee. Want to get the best grade of the year for football? Sign up now. Want free baseball? Sign up now. Want to get the Triple Crown races and horses for free? Sign up now. Go to fatjacksports.com to get the best grade of the entire year. Make money all March long and beyond. Spring into profit at fatjacksports.com, fatjacksports.com.
Welcome back to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. And now here is our host for the final time today, the selection you need to be making on Selection Sunday. He is the Fat Jack.
Thank you so much, Brandon. Fat Jack Sports Hour, segment number 3. Going to be a quick one, getting you out of here, making some money during the tournaments. By the way, teams to the under. We went over teams to the over. Teams to the under, the best this year. Rutgers, Vanderbilt, and Notre Dame, all to the under, about 7 out of 10 games. So, none of those super surprising. Maybe Rutgers a little bit surprising, but Notre Dame, Vandy, you'd feel like would probably be in that group. What do you got, Brandy? You were talking about buzzer beaters off the air, but different things with prop bets you can bet, especially people in North Carolina and Kentucky and Colorado with these offshore, not offshore, but these mobile betting apps. They have a lot more options to bet. What'd you find?
DraftKings right now is has NCAA tournament buzzer beaters for not only the entirety of the NCAA tournament, but also in the first round, the first four games being played in Dayton, and then the day one and day two of the NCAA tournaments, respectively. If you think there is a buzzer beater at any of the 60 whatever games, plus 105 money for yes.
And what defines a buzzer beater? The buzzer
they
has to be going
they define
off?
It as a shot to give the team the win as time expires with no chance for the opponent to inbound. So it's literally going to have to be shot, clock hit zero, ball goes in, game over.
True buzzer beater. So I can say no to the buzzer beater for the entire NCAA tournament. I'm going to get what, plus 100?
Well, that's the thing. It's not really a two-way market. So it's see, a yes or there's places. There's not an offer.
These places are such criminals. Golly.
It is a little bit predatory, yeah.
All right, first of all, if you're out there and you have an app, do not bet anything that doesn't have two-way action. It's one of my pet peeves, and it's something we have not gone over yet. If you
it is
have
something any- we will do, though. It is something we will do. Coming to YouTube this spring, the series called How to Be a Better Better. This will be one of the things that is discussed. And if you don't know what a two-way market is, it's like, will so-and-so hit a home run? Yes, no. That's a two-way market. If it only offers yes, not a good bet.
Also, you go to the website. A lot of the videos will be up on that over the summer. We're also going to have articles on there that are on the new website. What new website's coming out, and it looks like in the first part of July at the latest, probably nice. June. And it will be totally a new – it'd be like driving a Ferrari versus driving, whatever piece of crap we're driving right now, because it is going to have a lot of information. And part of it will be how to be a better, different articles and on angles and stuff. But, yeah, if there is a bet that does not have two-way action, and the other thing do not do is bet parlays that have been put together by the site. So if DraftKings puts together a three-team, I don't care if it's odds boost or not, do mm-hmm. not bet it. Do not go with what they want you to. They are in the business of making money, guys. And so if they're only giving one-way action, you're not getting as good odds. I would probably bet $5K or so on there wouldn't be a buzzer beater. There might be one, but it'd be a nice sweat. I would enjoy the sweat at plus 105 or whatever. But if they're not offering that, that's probably because they know that you probably should be getting plus money for there to be a buzzer beater. You know, if we could do the math and figure out how many buzzer beaters there are over each year in the NCAA tournament, I mean, there might not be one a year. And if there's not,
I know
not,
this for a fact that last year, Jack, there wasn't one because I bet this last year and didn't win it.
So there you go. I mean, you're laying to it. So we know that there needed to be at least one the year before and the year before that. Otherwise, you're not getting as good odds as you should be betting a bet. So don't bet one-way action with these houses that are putting stuff up as fundraisers for themselves. How are we doing on time?
We need to get out of here.
All right, guys, wager responsibly. Enjoy the tournaments. All right, and if you're going to watch them from work, you know, get yourself a spoon or something to put on your computer so you can see behind you. Make sure nobody's walking up behind you.
There's a person at work that sits next to me, Jack, that has like one of those rear view mirrors sort of mounted to the computer monitor so they can kind of see when the boss is coming up. Yeah.
Perfect. Let's keep our head on a swivel here. And by the way, let's help each other. All right. You don't want your buddy getting or your coworker. Let's get a signal or something, some type of code word, or get Tourette's for the day. You know, just shout something out. You know, pacaw, give it a pacaw. If your boss is coming, give a pacaw for somebody. Let everybody know. Let's click off and get on some porn or something that we won't get trouble for. So until next week, NCAA tournament be a knee deep. Go get signed up at FatJackSports.com. Wager responsibly. Don't drink and drive. And have a great weekend. For Brandon Rush and the Fat Jack, this has been Fat Jack Sports Hour.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or the simplest thing, log on to FatJackSports.com and get ready to win.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and we're ready for a great madness run. Are you making money this year? A $100 client of mine's up over $5,000 this hoop season, and that's after the service fee. Want to get the best grade of the year for football? Sign up now. Want free baseball? Sign up now. Want to get the Triple Crown races and horses for free? Sign up now. Go to FatJackSports.com to get the best grade of the entire year. Make money all March long and beyond. Spring into profit at FatJackSports.com, FatJackSports.com.